Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 45, and this is our end of the year episode, so we are going to do, talk about each of our favorite scotches,
or whiskeys.
Sorry, I forgot Marlis didn't choose a scotch. For 2021. And now these are not all, actually two of the three we have never done on our podcast, but they're ones that we have tried in our personal lives and enjoyed. So we're going to talk about them. We have Michter's Straight Rye from Marlis. We have Balvenie Double Wood 12 Year from John. And from me, Judy, we have the Dalmore King Alexander III, which I did not purchase with my own money because I could never afford it. It was given to me as a gift. And we'll talk more about that later. But first on the list will be Michter's.
Michter's. Michter's is, it's Kentucky straight rye, single barrel. And evidently, all their straight rye are single barrels, so that you can get some variation from bottle to bottle. But it's gotten wonderful reviews. Michter's in general has wonderful reviews for their stuff. And they're, like every distillery ever spoken of, it has been through openings and closings and a whole bunch of different ownerships and that sort of thing. But you know me, I'm not a big rye fan, and yet this one really stood out for me. So actually all of our whiskeys today have a nice caramel honey color, and that's just across the board. So the nose for the Michter's smells very tasty. Honey, butterscotch, just many nummy things, and fruity. Yeah,
like a dark fruit.
So, yeah, a lot of nice oak in there as well. Gives it some body. But fruity, tasty. Some pepper. It's got some of that rye
edge.
Yeah,
I like it. I just was thinking that, yeah. That's the first thing that crossed my mind after the other flavors you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, it's got that little bit of an edge, but it's not stabby. So, this is good. the tasting note said there should be some cherry in there, or having some water would bring out more of the cherry, but I think it's just... Now, they say the finish has some peppercorns, tobacco, and cinnamon. I'm not getting so much the cinnamon, but definitely a little bit of tobacco, which I like in a whiskey. Mm-hmm. Not actually in tobacco, but as a taste in the whiskey. It's amazing how many things that you don't really want to put in your mouth normally, if they put it in a whiskey, all of a sudden, like Lafroig, they're always talking about, and there's some of that iodine taste that you're always looking for.
Iodine, it's my favorite.
not something I would normally go looking for in a taste.
Seaweed and iodine, you know.
I think it tastes like the bog man.
I'm not gonna taste that, but
no.
Go looking for a bog.
It's like you just lick the bog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go buy some today.
Mm-hmm. But no, I love that scotch though.
Okay, now we started with the Michter's, and it is a kind of, usually you try and go from some of the milder flavors to some of the more bouncy or edgy flavors, but we decided to start with the Michter's since it's kind of a odd man out in this crew.
We weren't sure what the flavor profiles of everything in general.
I'm going to stop and eat a pretzel now, so you may hear some crunching just to get some of the rye, negate some of that full-bodied ryeness with the little pretzel so we can taste the more subtle flavors.
And for those who like to know such things, Michter's price point for Michter's is about $50.
Around there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then your local state taxes and such, mm-hmm. which varies probably 50 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we've had their bourbon, too. Or maybe just I've had their bourbon.
I think we have had their bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so far, I've been pretty impressed with anything that they've done. So,
I mean, I think when I was looking through our last podcast, there was a Michter's, like one of their blended blends or something.
Oh, that's right. I think it was maybe just like the straight American whiskey or something. Yeah. Oh, and they said, what I was reading, that it's at least, to be called a straight rye, it has to be at least 51% rye. And then there's some corn and barley in there as well. But I didn't find the exact mash bill.
It's really nice. I like it. rye isn't one of my... I mean, I like rye in general, but mm-hmm. it's not one of my favorites. It's not my go-to. Mm-hmm. If I go into the liquor store and I'm not mm-hmm. like, let's go find a bottle of rye. You mm-hmm. know, that's not usually my thing, unless we want it for a certain certain reason.
Yeah, but this is tasty.
All right, next on the list is the Balvenie. Yeah.
We looked up the pronunciation before.
The emphasis is on the second syllable.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to say it anymore because I'll probably just get it wrong because I have goldfish memory and will forget how to say it before the next time I should.
Okay.
So take it away, John.
All right. Well, I'm looking at masterofmalt.com, and they're saying Balvenie Doublewood is, to not much surprise, aged in two kinds of oak casks. It was firstly matured in refill American oak casks before it was treated to a finish in first fill European oak Oloroso sherry butts for an additional 9 months. The expression was launched in 1993 and has become a somewhat iconic whiskey over the years. Even at 12 years old, this rich and complex dram is an excellent example of what the Balvenie distillery can craft. On the nose, it says it is gristy.
It's
not
wet.
Sure what that means. Gristy. I will have to look that up later.
Yeah.
Supple nuttiness intertwined with spices. Honeyed sultanas and grapes.
I was going to go for dark fruit like raisin or something of that sort.
On the palate, it's sweet with good body. The bourbon characters develop gentle spice with a little vanilla, a hint of balancing peat lurking quietly in the substrata. Dried fruit, too, combining with nuts, nutmeg, cinnamon, back into the bourbon notes. So well integrated. That's the description on the palate.
It's integrated.
So, shall we try it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be much point.
That's true, yeah. You're right.
No, I think I'll skip this one.
Oh, okay then.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
It is tasty. I get the dark fruit. There's nice oak to give it a good base. I don't know what they make sherry butts out of. I said butts.
Yeah.
But that's what they call them.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they're probably oak as well.
Yeah. European oak.
Yeah. So. You know, I haven't had this in a long time, but it really surprised me when I looked at our list of podcasts and the whiskeys we've done over the years and stuff, and it's not on the list. So I'm really glad I chose this one.
Yeah.
Well,
often we've tried to find stuff that we haven't had on our own.
You know?
And I think all of us have had some Balvenie before. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've definitely had Doublewood more than once and liked it.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
It's got that nice spicy space side.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a space side fan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Me too, very much so.
But it's not overly sweet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can go a little far. Well, although I find that more with bourbons for me than scotches. Scotch is usually a little more balanced, but...
Yeah, Master of Malt says the finish is spicy, slightly drying, still sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's sweet without being overpowering. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have when it, you know, it leaves the mouth feeling kind of, like you said, spicy and drying. It's not like that heavy, creamy oily texture that you get with some whiskeys either. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But it is tasty. After a long day slaving in an office or during a rainstorm. We've had a lot of rainstorms here lately.
Yeah. Some pretty magnificent ones.
Many dark and stormy nights, so to speak.
And mornings days.
Or a long day of chasing dogs.
Yeah.
For a long day of chasing dogs.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which I feel that I have done today.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly this morning. It was too early to drink, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you had this evening to look forward to.
I had this evening to look forward to.
But this is a nice... Excuse me. It's good, but it's also kind of a nice homey scotch so that you could...
I'm feeling warm.
Well, good for you.
All right.
It warmed me right up.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And the price point on this one is about $60 before tax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of middle of the road, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So, last but not least...
Not
figuratively and literally,
far from the least,
is the Dalmore King Alexander III. Now, this was given to me as a hostess gift at a beach house weekend. I was the hostess, which is why I got the gift.
Makes sense.
Hence, and so forth. And I didn't realize at the time that it's a $300 bottle of scotch. So it's a Highland, and it is finished in 6 different casks.
Whoa.
It's small batch bourbon casks. I'm not sure how I'm going to say this right. The Matusalem Oloroso sherry cask. Matusalem, folks, if you want to look it up. Madeira casks, Marsala casks, port pipes, and Cabernet Sauvignon wine barriques. And exquisitely married to craft a one-of-a-kind whiskey with a rich and enticing flavor profile.
Do we know who Alexander III is?
Well, and it comes in this really pretty box, and I will try and put it on Instagram if you follow us on Instagram. I don't know, but apparently he was quite something. There's this picture that's in here.
Huh.
It looks like he's trying to kill a stag with a spear. With other people hovering above him. It's like they're floating in air. I'm not sure what's going on in that picture.
Maybe they're the angels or something. Yeah, it's titled The Fury of the Stag.
Yeah, King Alexander III, a unique assemblage of 6 exquisitely curated cask finishes. And I want to say that it is a very nice scotch. I don't know that it's worth $300. I don't know that. I personally, and I'm probably going to give a heart attack to people who are kind of, you know, scotch snobs, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything you drink is worth $300 for a bottle. And I know there's things that are a lot more expensive. But
I found out who Alexander III
is. Who is King Alexander?
Alexander III of Scotland. He was King of Scots from 1249 until his death. He concluded the Treaty of Perth, by which Scotland acquired sovereignty over the Western Isles and the Isle of Man. His heir, Margaret, Maid of Norway, died before she could be crowned. Born 1241, died 1286. Oh, in 5. Okay. All right. So, a famous king of Scotland that we didn't know about because...
So, apparently... Oh. Yes, indeed. What do you... In the aroma, Marlos, what do you perceive there?
I'm gonna see if you're right. Yeah, this is subtle to me. It's not nearly as aromatic as either of the other two that we've had tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Not as boisterous as the rye, and not quite as spicy as the Balvenie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think it's spicy at all. But what do you smell? So I'm trying to get that out of you here.
I see.
I'm pulling it out.
I know.
Pulling. It is. Okay, I'll tell you. Oh, okay. John.
We're trying to trap you.
Yeah, what do you what do you perceive is the aroma? Mm-hmm.
It's hard to put a finger on. It's there's a lot going on here, honestly. I'd say it's not overpowering, but it's definitely complex, mm-hmm. and it's difficult for me to identify.
It is red berry fruits and hints of passion fruit. But then when I, as soon as I put it up to my nose, I'm like, oh my God, I can smell it. Possibly my sinuses are better than of yours.
That could certainly be.
Because I can smell it.
Famously bad.
Well, last time my sinuses worked right, I was sick that day. Mm-hmm. And my sinuses were so clear, which was the oddest thing. But anyway, yeah, they don't
normally. But you weren't drinking because you were sick.
Exactly. They don't normally work very well. And I had to be sick for them to function.
I mean, what red berry fruits are they thinking? Like strawberries? No. Maybe currants?
Maybe currants or something. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cranberry is red.
Oh, cranberries and currants, I could see.
Red berry fruits, fresh. Oh, and this, and on Total Wine, it says also fresh flowers and passion fruit. It's so it's a sweet smell. It's a sweet aroma, and I love it.
But definitely,
I would like to dab that behind
my
ears.
Mildly sweet and a little bit floral. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Excuse our quacking dogs.
I know.
Just saying, no.
Sorry, our cat was about to leap onto the table, which would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm. No Jack-Jack. Anyway, so let us savor the flavor.
Sometimes with these scotches that are the result of blending so many different finishes, you get something tremendously complex, but I have a hard time describing it, like the Lefroy Glore and this. It's it's not the same kind of sweet and spicy. You don't get like the cinnamon and spice that you do in most space sides. You get something that is very elegant, you know, and very complex, but not at all in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would definitely be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is complex, and it's supposedly on the palate citrus zest, vanilla pod.
I get the vanilla.
Yeah.
Creme caramel.
Ooh.
And crushed almonds. Do crushed almonds taste different from non-crushed almonds? I just don't know.
I don't know.
I wondered that when the first time I saw it. I was like, well, how's it different from just almonds?
Or sliced almonds.
And the finish, cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. But which might be why I like it so much, because I do love cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. So it is very, I really, really like it. It's just, and the reason that it was given to me is, she was looking for something nice that she knew that we would not purchase for ourselves. And she definitely
got it.
Hit the mark. Mm-hmm. And actually, the person who bought it is not a Scotch person. And she drank it, and she said, you know, if I was going to buy Scotch, this would be the one I buy. You know, because she really, really liked
She's
it.
She's a bourbon drinker.
She's more of a bourbon, or really wine. She drinks wine.
Well, yeah.
More than anything.
But hard liquor.
But hard liquor, she typically will go for a bourbon if she drinks it at all. No, this is lovely. And I'm sad to say, because we did drink a bit of it on the beach. On the beach weekend. And, dogs.
Cat.
And...
Never a dull moment.
And then we had a little more when Marlis came over a couple weeks ago. So this, it's almost gone, and it's very sad. Maybe I'll have to, like, once in a while, you know, pony up for one of those and have a glass once a month or something.
I know. Yeah, this is definitely the special occasion when you have time to sit and contemplate.
Or a special gift for someone that you know likes. And like I said, it is a Highland. I love Space Sides and Highlands, so it's it just stands to reason that that I really enjoyed this one as well. As a
If you're going by... attire, and I'm not saying we live up to this because we're in our grubbies here. This is an audio production, not a video production. But, you know, Michter's you can wear, just about anything.
Overalls.
Michter's, yeah. Overalls or, you know.
Flannel shirt.
Yeah, denim, flannel. You can be as lumbersexual as you want, and Michter's will still make you happy. Balvenie, you might want to be a little more couth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might not, but, you know.
Maybe business casual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Dalmore, you should really... This should be a special occasion, mm-hmm. maybe when you're dressed up. Right. If you could manage to find a library with lots of leather-bound books and a beautiful, comfy armchair. And if you should have a handmade suit or something, you might wear that.
A handmade suit. Okay.
Or a kilt. A kilt would be
nice. A kilt would work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But...
Or a portrait of King Alexander hanging on the wall.
Yes, yes, doing the stag thing. He was, well, not by himself, but there is a picture on the box about him attacking a stag. I don't know what the stag did. It was probably just minding its own business.
We will have to look that up.
Say, well, maybe they were killing it to eat it. Who knows?
That's true.
They're on the hunt.
Yes. As long as you eat what you kill, I'm fine. But, yeah, so.
So, yeah. Those are our three today.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing water today? I hate to add water to...
No, I'm not going to add water to any of these.
I like them all the way they are.
Tasty the way they are.
There you go. No water today, folks.
Nope.
Except for us to wet our whistle.
Yes.
Or whist our whistle or something.
And we did realize that we haven't done a lot of podcasts this year.
No, this will be only our sixth one.
Yeah, I think because COVID...
This year.
Oh, this year, yeah.
Various things... Events, travels,
life,
whatever,
stress.
Yeah, life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll try and do a few more. We could aim for maybe 8 next year. That would be good. Mm-hmm. It's like one every 6 weeks. We could come.
Well, sure. We'll try to do better next year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys haven't given up on us.
I know. So anyway, have a wonderful new year. We hope that everything is better next year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Especially the whole death and dying thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, or new variants or... Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We would hope for that.
We don't want to run out of the Greek alphabet.
Right. So happy almost New Year, mm-hmm. everyone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And have a good one.
And remember, the best scotch, and I'm quoting the Whiskey Vault guys here, the best scotch is the one, or the best whiskey is the one you like and the one you can afford, and the best way to drink it is any damn way you please.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I stole that, but still.
That's mm-hmm. Well, you said that at the beginning, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it works.
Mm-hmm.